Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
According to the think tank which advises the digital economy, the power consumed by data centres worldwide has grown by 36% over the past 2 years to reach 68 gigawatts, or 20 times what the entire Irish economy consumes. The report highlights the race by hyperscalers to build data centres and the impact of that on smaller but developed nations such as Ireland and Singapore, especially on their electricity and water infrastructure. It comes after the Irish government lifted the moratorium on new centres, provided they provide their own power. Mehdi Pariavi is the chair of the International Data Centre Authority, which wrote the report. Good morning, Mehdi.
Good morning. How are you?
I know it's afternoon in Malaysia, so good afternoon as well. Now, can we start with what the International Data Centre Authority is and what it does? Because obviously you're not a regulator, as the name might suggest.
We're not. We're a think tank that leads the digital economy front. We're advising governments around the world. That's why.
So
I'm in Malaysia today.
So talk to me about the report.
With the hyperscalers and the hyperscalers.
Yeah. So talk to us about the report and the energy consumption that data centers are.
The report is the result of our research for the global data center footprints, where they are, where they will be, what are the obstacles, what are the potentials and the prospects.
Now, and you found that there has been obviously a surge in the number of data centers. We know that, that we know the hyperscalers are investing, and that we know that governments all around the world are struggling to keep up with the energy that is required to cool, to prepare, and to energize these data centers.
Yes, data centers are growing at rapid speed, and this is mainly due to AI. So everything you hear about NVIDIA and about AI models and ChatGPT and everything else ends with compute, and compute ends in the perimeters of a data center. So for you to have AI capabilities, you need to have data center capacities so that you can have the compute. And data centers are huge buildings that consume a lot of energy, especially AI data centers. So we used to have, you know, 5 megawatt, 10 megawatt, 50 megawatt data centers. Now we're starting 250 megawatt and up. We have gigawatt sites right now going up. And yeah, the world is investing. This year, last year, data center industry became the largest industry in the world, surpassing oil and gas by $40 billion. $580 billion went into data centers.
Okay. What about the local populations? What do they feel about these giant data centers opening up around them?
There are mixed feelings. Some are benefiting because their spouses or, you know, their families are benefiting because they're working in and out of data centers. But there is also huge community pushbacks because people are not too much aware about the economic benefits and the merits of having data centers around. Nobody wants to have data centers in their backyard, whereas we are all beneficiaries of the computing services that are received from them. It's like saying, I want to have healthcare system, but I don't want hospitals nearby. Mm. So if you are using internet, if you're using ChatGPT, if you're using AI, if you're online all the time, you need to have data centers closer and closer to you. And the more data you generate, the more data centers are going to be around you.
Yeah. You also talk in your report about wastage of cloud capacity, so-called zombie waste, which accounts yes. for a remarkably high 13% of cloud computing. How is that even possible?
It's possible because technology is changing so rapidly. Operators don't have the time to even go back and clean up the mess. So what's happening is there's a lot of traditional loads still running. There's a lot of data center equipment that is running idle, not really being effective. There's a lot of capacity that was built for a previous need, which doesn't exist anymore, and people have moved on. So if we could just go back and clean up the mess, then we would save a lot of energy via that. Otherwise, you know, data centers used to be built for longevity. Now they're built for speed and scale. So a data center that used to be constructed between 2 to 3 years is now expected to be delivered in 10 months. and chips are changing very frequently, and therefore the design and specification, therefore their lifetime is also shortening, even though they're massive, humongous, and extremely expensive buildings. So we have data centers now that cost $25 billion. So these are massive investments.
And you think that nuclear power will have to be considered to cool these data centers?
Nuclear is the future. If you want to have an AI-driven economy, if you want to have an intelligent country, if you want to keep up with the pace, there is no way, if you assemble all the alternative energy sources that are out there combined, they cannot keep up with the requirements of the data centers. And you end up with a lot of solar panels, therefore a lot of batteries, and therefore a lot of areas of land that need to be taken for this solar farms, which are not as reliable either. And therefore, you end up with the number one choice, which is nuclear.
Yeah, which we don't have in this country, and there has been a political objection to that for many decades. What about a bubble? Are you not worried about an AI bubble, an AI construction bubble? I mean, in America alone, the hyperscalers are going to spend $750 billion this year alone.
Yeah, we're not worried about the bubble. We're worried about building the wrong kind of data centers. We need to build the right kind of data centers, because if you build data centers that are obsolete, based on wrong designs, you will have a lot of idle infrastructure and a lot of wastage. But you just cannot be building enough data centers right now because of the immense amount of data that's out there. And the more data you feed AI, the more data is going to generate, and the more data it will render, and the more computing capacity will require, and therefore more data centers. So no, we're not worried at all. Everything in the data center industry is substantiated by and backed by contracts. So this is real. This is as real as it gets.
Well, thank you so much for joining us from Kuala Lumpur. That is Mehdi Pariyavi, the chair of the International Data Center Authority.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.